And guess what? We're back here for hour number two.
Back again.
Now, come on.
Howdy.
There you go. That's how you bring us back here.
Yes.
On WWGH Radio on this Wednesday, June the 5th.
And just looking in there, man, I think if you don't, I'm going to start attacking this pineapple upside
down. Isn't it a good looking
thing? Ooh, man.
You should taste test it on the air.
Yeah.
Go get it.
I may have to.
Go get the cake. Go get the pineapple upside down cake. There's a fork up there above it, isn't there? All right, he's going to get a fork, and he's going to get the pineapple upside down cake. Now, this is the homemade pineapple upside down cake that was delivered by one of our great listeners out there, and Terry Tackett is going to try this thing live on the air. This is going to be fantastic. Oh, his blood sugar is going to go right through the ceiling, and you're going to see exuberance like you've never seen before.
My blood sugar is going to go crazy.
But you'll be good. It'll spike. We want a good spike. All right, here we go. He's got the plate, and he's got the pineapple upside down cake, and he's got a knife. Now, don't cut yourself. We don't want any bloodshed. And here he goes. Now, did you get a good piece of pineapple?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. Look at that. What is that? Is that a cherry? How is it? Delicious. As I say, I've been picking at it from side to side, and it is delicious. The pineapple upside down.
Oh, tremendous.
Tremendous. Mm. And how about the cake? Is it fluffy?
Yeah. Yeah. It's moist, fluffy. It's, yeah.
And you got, oh, there you go.
And this little, what is this, cherry, I think?
Is that a cherry?
Yeah. Oh, that just.
Delicious.
Kind of sets off everything.
That hits your spot. Beautiful. And that came from a listener. Now, if you want to drop off your sweets or delights to us, maybe you make a, you know what I like? I like a good blueberry muffin. Good blueberry muffin. I like lemon meringue pie. I like banana cream pie.
I will say strawberry. You're a big strawberry.
I like strawberries, but I'm not a big strawberry pie person.
Really?
No, not really. I like a lemon meringue pie. Oh, I'll tell you what. I like carrot cake, but it has to be a good carrot cake. I don't like it with a lot of nuts.
That's a nice, good piece right there.
Yeah, I like a fluffy carrot cake with not a lot of nuts, but I like a blueberry muffin, too.
Okay.
740-383-9944. Does
just
anybody have a good
garnish
recipe?
Of a...
Just a little garnish. Taco Bell tried to open in Mexico with what name? What name did Taco Bell use in Mexico? Does anybody know? What is in many mass-produced ice creams that you would not expect to be in there? It's an item you wouldn't expect to be in there. What is the first group to eat fast food? Does anybody know the first group to eat fast food? What does McDonald's make most of their money on? Does anybody know that? What big-name celebrity joined the cast of the Carol Burnett Show late in its run? Big A-list celebrity. Who was that? What percentage of the meal goes uneaten when you eat out in a restaurant? How much food, percentage-wise, do you leave on the plate? 740-383-9944. We've got tickets to the Wilds. We've got tickets to Zumbezi Bay. We have got tickets to the Columbus Zoo. We've got a Huntsman Auto Oil Change, 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only. What do you think? 740-383-9944. And Terry's going back for piece number two.
Jake, keep talking. I'm
look, 50% now of that cake is gone, thanks to Mr. Tackett today in studio. Howdy, go ahead.
Howdy.
Now, go ahead, caller.
Hello, boys. I thought I would call again and let you know that my ears are tuned to my virtual listening device in my vehicle. The station is just too good to pass up.
Boy, I'll tell you, we're hitting it out of the park today, aren't we, Adam?
I'm not eligible to win, but I want to guess about the highest profit item in McDonald's. It's got to be the fountain drink, Scott, because it costs them like 2 or 3 cents for a typical drink. And unless you get 5 refills like I do, they make a lot of money when they charge you $1 for it. That's got to be the answer.
You know, it's not the fountain drink. We had that guess earlier, and I like really the only thing I eat from there, to be perfectly honest. Now, I'm not saying I don't eat at McDonald's. I have eaten there. But on a regular basis, the only thing I really get is the fountain drink, but it's not the number one answer. That's not what they make
most. But you would agree. It's a high profit item. I mean, the ice costs them more than the drink because they have to cool it and keep it in that,
well, the cup.
That receptacle.
The cup, I mean.
And I mean, French fries, they have to pay the electricity, the grease, the potatoes themselves, you know, potatoes, they're sometimes expensive. So that to me, wouldn't be the right answer. And the hamburgers are relatively inexpensive. So, yeah, the drinks sound logical, but obviously I'm mistaken. You want to know also how much food is typically wasted? Is that what your other question was?
Yeah, how much food, percentage-wise, is left on the plate after people eat out in a restaurant?
Is that a fancy restaurant or a McDonald's or a quick service?
Well,
like
we said earlier,
zero.
Yeah, Terry just cleaned up.
I'm the president of a clean plate club. I don't waste anything, but I just went to a buffet and I saw people just take a few bites and then leave. I don't know why the food was so good. I would think at least 30-35% is typical. But believe me, I never waste anything. I'll eat it down to the ceramic on the dish.
Now, do you like pineapple upside down cake?
Within reason, because I'm trying to watch my figure, but yeah, I do like it. It's more healthy because pineapples are very healthy for you, and the cake part isn't too bad as long as it's not loaded with sugar. I don't mind. Good. I don't mind diet ice cream and the low calorie desserts within reason. They've got so many different kinds of low calorie desserts. They've got pints of ice cream that are 240 calories now. So that stuff's available for me if you like desserts, but don't want something that's overly sweetened.
Now, did you hear about this, Adam? That somebody dropped off a homemade pineapple upside down cake. Now here's the update to this. I was just kind of piecing on it because I didn't want to, you know, tear into it. And Terry just was going to take a bite, and in the last 10 minutes, he polished off half the cake. It's gone, and he had to take the cake and put it in the other room.
Isn't Terry on a pretty strict diet? He lost 100 pounds.
Yeah, I know.
The times that I've seen him, I didn't even recognize it. It was half of you, Terry, the last time I'd seen you.
This is the first piece. The first piece of cake I had in probably
he
a
couldn't
year
resist
so,
it.
You know,
he couldn't resist
yeah, you
it.
You are relapsing on your diet. Yeah,
no,
you look better. I mean, yeah. But, I don't want to relapse.
No. This will be the first. I just wanted to try this.
And he had to put it back in the other room.
Pineapple upside down cake is relatively healthy for
dessert. It's very good, though. Very good.
Yeah. Yep. You know, it's really fattening and really isn't even that good of the cheesecake factor. You look at the calorie content. Some of those, a slice of their cheesecake is 1,000 calories. It's like, gosh, I mean, it's suicide on a plate.
Well,
you look at the calorie because it's just so rich. I mean, good. If you have a dessert, you have the low calorie ice cream is great. So the Halo Top and those brands, 300 calories a pint. That's wonderful. That's less than a McDonald's hamburger, and it is more healthy. It's a dairy product.
But you know, the sad thing is, you come out of the gym and then you get hit by a bus.
Yeah. Well, so far so good, Scott. Plus,
but I guess people will look good in the casket. I mean, I guess that's what we got to look forward to.
Yeah, I would like to think that. Just be careful, for goodness sakes. But eating healthy is good. I like things like fruit and low calorie ice cream. Things that I like broccoli. I like asparagus. I like nuts. So a lot of these things that either like nuts that are high calorie but they're good calories, good fats, and nutritious.
Cashews are very expensive.
Yeah. But, you know, sprinkle peanuts on almost anything. It adds to the flavor without a lot of calories or too much expense. So if you can find things that you like that are low calorie, where splurging once in a while isn't too bad. You want to balance it out for sure.
That's one of our other questions, Adam, today. What is the unknown ingredient in most mass-produced ice creams?
I was trying to think that, Scott. Again, I'm not using Google or Wikipedia. I've not done anything. I want to, because again, I'm an ice cream aficionado. My mom and dad and my sister, we all love ice cream. So my sister comes from New York with my nephew, and they go to Grater's. They eat Grater's in Bexley, and that's something they don't have out there. Despite all the great food in New York, my nephew can't wait to get to Grater's and eat, because it is a unique Ohio company. I would know, because being an ice cream aficionado, my thought is it might be something that's an animal product. I mean, it wouldn't be whey or something more obvious, something which isn't a dairy product that you wouldn't normally think. I know somebody called and said arsenic. Well, I'm sure there are trace amounts of poisonous chemicals, but let's hope there isn't too much arsenic.
Well, here's a trivia question right up your alley from New York, Adam. Do you know that any food manufactured and produced in New York has a special ingredient in it, little amounts, but that people don't know about this? Do you know what that ingredient is?
It's not a preservative. It's not a BHA or BHT.
No. No, but it only in New York.
New York City. They make it kosher. Is it something to do with being kosher?
No, it's New York City. All foods, no matter what it is, ice cream or hamburgers or Chinese food, whatever it is, Italian food, there's always a little trace of this in all food from New York City.
Right. So nothing to certify it as kosher or...
No.
I wouldn't know. I mean, just from New York City, that's kind of a... That's an interesting question.
Yeah. I'll give you the answer to that one.
I'm interested in it. What is the answer?
Rats.
Rats?
Rats.
Like the hairs of a rat or the droppings? Or,
well, just
or
pieces in general. Pieces in general.
Of a rat?
Oh, of a rat.
Okay. I didn't know that. That's certainly is an interesting answer, and I will keep it in mind. But in some cultures, people eat rodents, and they aren't unhealthy. I mean, they're kind of yucky, but, I mean, look at cows. Cows aren't the cleanest animals either, and we eat steak all the time. So in some cultures, it's consumed. People have different tastes and different types of cuisine.
I personally would rather
not have a rat. I mean, rats are sort of cute as long as they're clean. They're very intelligent. They're used for lab experiments, but you don't think of them as being a cuisine.
If you get the tail, it's like getting the wishbone at Thanksgiving.
I'll stick to cows and pigs and lamb is good. Hero meat is excellent, and the lamb, seasoned lamb is excellent.
Yeah. Adam, what's coming up on the show tomorrow?
Two ten to three. Well, people like the interview with Dr. Feynman, a.k.a. Ron, about the Presidential Insults book. It was coming out Friday, so I'll repeat that and have some more news and views from the world of technology, as I always do. Maybe there's a new security risk that's been uncovered. Maybe some company has had a problem with people getting into their systems that they shouldn't have, and maybe some new video games or... other kind of software that might interest our listeners. I might go ahead and delve into that. But best way is just to listen, and maybe you'll be surprised. And like any show on this station, you will certainly be entertained. Your funny bone will be tickled, and you might swear at your radio a couple times and get aggravated. Did you hear my talk with the professor, Scott, about the Presidential Insults book?
Yeah, it was a good conversation. I enjoyed it quite a bit.
Yeah, the author was quite impressed. He went ahead and it kind of made me famous for 5 minutes. Indicated an Ohio radio interview.
Good.
So that again, book comes out on Friday. It'll really be good. And then
he had some interesting takes on everything. I thought whenever I listened to it, you know.
Yeah. As I said, if you think that Donald Trump is the only president with a potty mouth, you are sadly mistaken. Mm-hmm. And even our local president, Mr. Harding, gets into the mix. Even Carter, you know, you would think Carter was a Southern gentleman, and both Bushes were prim and proper. Well, that isn't quite the case.
Oh, I don't think Carter's a Southern gentleman. I remember when Ted Kennedy ran against him, and somebody asked Carter, what does he think about Ted Kennedy running against him in the primary, and he said he was going to whip his hindquarters.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a Southern gentleman.
I mean, politics brings this out in people, and you never quite know, so... it's like you can buy a joke book, or you can buy a book that looks and sounds like a joke book, but actually it's real and learn something in the interim.
It's interesting, he whipped Ted Kennedy's hindquarters, but then 6 months later, Ronald Reagan really whipped his hindquarters.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Carter, you know, Carter had a very, very rough presidency, and he's the one man. I didn't believe, Scott, when... at the end of his presidency, you're talking about over 35 years ago, I believe, he'd be around now well in his 90s and be our longest-lived president. You never know the turns that history takes and the twists in current events. And I think people would agree Carter is our best former president of all time. His presidency, although it wasn't all his fault, it wasn't a very good one. It was difficult. The economy was just horrible. But as the man that he is, post-presidency, he's still building houses, still teaching Sunday school. He really is quite amazing. He is an inspiration to a lot of people.
Well, God bless him. Adam? Yes.
That's about it. I think I've already talked way too much.
No, it's good.
Ingredient in ice cream. My thought, Scott, is it's got to be something like in the meat group, something that isn't you wouldn't think of as being in ice cream. But I really, I don't know, and you think me... as much as I know about ice cream, that I would have the answer, but even I'm stumped. But I'm not looking at Wikipedia. Let someone else call and guess. We have maybe, you know, from let's say one of your other jobs you have, Scott. You know, someone like in the dairy department, might he or she know the answer? Do they listen?
I don't know. Well, it's mass produced ice cream. It's not homemade, so yeah. I don't know.
Well, someone like does a dairy manager at one of our markets here in town. Might that person know the answer?
They might. I don't know if they do their homework.
I'm kind of go by my, you know, both my being an ice cream aficionado and my science knowledge. As ice cream is an interesting chemistry behind it, but I don't know the answer, and I'm kind of racked my brain, and I wish I did, but I'm stumped on this one. It's got to be something that's just not obvious.
Well, it's going to be it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, but whatever it is, you will certainly entertain and educate people like you always do, and that's why we have such a wonderful station.
Hey, thank you, Adam.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Okay, have a good day. Have a good day, guys.
Bye.
The Adam the Computer Guy show, heard every Tuesday and Thursday, 2:10 to 3 p.m. on this station, and every Monday morning with Dr. Ronald Feynman, mid-morning coffee break, 10:10 to 11 a.m.
Always interesting.
And he called into the Weezes show last week.
Yeah.
Yep. Heard it.
Always interesting takes on that show.
Weeze is on Saturday morning, 7:10 a.m. to 10 a.m. And Nate Redman, Offbeat News tonight, 4:10 to 5 p.m. You don't want to miss it. In the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker. Replays tonight, 3:10 to 4 p.m., right before Nate's show. Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon tonight from 6:10 to 7 p.m. and on Sunday. And tomorrow morning, Over the Back Fence with Pastor Steve Whitaker returns, 9:10 to 10 a.m.
Busy.
Busy time. Now, questions on the table. 32 minutes past the hour. Terry's ripped through half of the pineapple upside down cake. It's gone.
Go ahead, caller.
Okay, on the Mexican question, could it be Mexican grill or Mexican cantina or something?
No, are you talking about the Taco Bell question?
Yeah.
No, both words are American words.
Well, Mexican's American.
Yeah, but I don't think Tostito or is
cantina. C-A-N-T-I-N-A.
Cantina. I don't know that that's American.
Okay, Dad.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye bye.
Yeah, there's another hint for you. They're both American words. The question is: Taco Bell tried to open up restaurants in Mexico on two different occasions. It's two words.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both American words, mm-hmm. and they're not Taco Bell. So
gotcha.
What was the name of those restaurants? What item is in most mass-produced ice creams that you wouldn't expect to be in there? What ingredient is in most mass-produced ice creams that you wouldn't expect to be in there? What was the first group to eat fast food? Does anybody know that? What does McDonald's make most of their money on? Does anybody know the answer to that one? What big-name celebrity joined the cast of The Carol Burnett Show late in its run? Does anybody know? Big-name talent was on every week late in the run of The Carol Burnett Show.
Mm-hmm.
What percentage of the meal goes uneaten when you're in a restaurant? Now, all I need is the percentage. So 1 through 100. What percentage of the meal stays on the plate when you go out and eat in a restaurant? 740-383-9944. We've got tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds. We've got Zumbezi Bay tickets. We've got tickets to the Columbus Zoo, a Huntsman Auto Oil Change, 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only. And the phone lines are open on this kind of sluggish, not sunny, not rainy Wednesday here in Marion, Ohio. Just a blah day. 740-383-9944. Or anything else you want to talk about that's on your mind.
Just one of those you can't really get nothing done days because you try to do something and then here comes the rain.
And it's a little humid outside right now, too. The humidity is
I can feel it, yeah.
And oh.
Of course.
You getting a phone call?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open here. What percentage of the meal goes uneaten in a restaurant? How much is left on your plate? What big-name celebrity joined the cast of The Carol Burnett Show late in its run? Who was that big-name celebrity? Was on every week with them. What does McDonald's make most of its money on?
Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott. Was A&W the first fast food? They've been in business 100 years.
A&W was the first restaurant to franchise, but not the first.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, the question we're looking for, the first group that ever ate fast food, not necessarily the restaurant, but the first group that ever ate fast food. Does anybody know the group? Does anybody know what's in mass-produced ice cream that you wouldn't expect to be in there? It's an ingredient. What does McDonald's make most of its money on? I thought we'd get that one pretty quick. What does McDonald's make most of its money on? What was the name of Taco Bell in Mexico when they tried to open there on two different occasions? Now, both of the words are American words, and they're not Taco Bell. What is the name? How much food percentage-wise do you leave on your plate at the end of the meal? 1 through 100. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
McChickens?
Not McChickens, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
It is not the McChicken. What does McDonald's make most of their money off of? Does anybody know what that is? The soft drink was a popular answer, but it's not the soft drink. What does McDonald's make most of their money off of? Was that an important call?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Doctor.
Oh, a doctor. Yeah. Okay. He knew you were eating that pineapple upside down cake.
But you wouldn't believe what he said.
What'd he say?
Actually, my A1C's down.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Potassium's up a little bit.
Go ahead, caller.
Sausage McMuffin.
Not Sausage McMuffins, but that's a good guess.
Not the Sausage McMuffin. What does McDonald's make most of their money off of? That's the question du jour right now.
That's what's on the table.
That's what's on the table. What does McDonald's make most of their money off of? Or you can tell me the first group that ever ate fast food. Not too many guesses on that one, but what's the first group that ever ate fast food? What is in ice cream, mass-produced ice cream that you would not expect to be in there? It's an ingredient. What is in your mass-produced ice cream? What big-name celebrity joined the cast of The Carol Burnett Show late in its run as a weekly cast member, regular cast member? What percentage of the meal goes uneaten at the end of your dining out experience? Terry, zero today. After that pineapple upside
forget
down.
That. I ain't
zero.
Leaving none of that.
None. 0%
right.
Would be the answer.
That's right.
But how much do you leave on the plate when you go out and eat? The average.
Yeah.
And what is Taco Bell's name when they tried to open up in Mexico? We've got Zumbezi Bay tickets. We've got Columbus Zoo tickets. We've got the Wilds tickets. We've got a Huntsman Auto oil change, 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only, 39 minutes past the hour, and a McDonald's $10 gift card. And we've got no correct answers.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Does somebody want that? Does anybody want that?
Offbeat News with Nate Redmond today at 4:10.
Talk about cleaning your plate. If you go to McDonald's with that card, you can definitely have a clean plate at McDonald's if you use that card.
Yes. Yes, you could. All right, we got a call.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, the amount of food you leave on your plate, would that be 5%?
Not 5%, but not a bad guess.
Pretty good guess.
Thank you.
Yeah, I swear. Minnie Pearl.
Howdy.
There you go. And we don't have any picking and grinning playing.
No, man. That's what we need.
Well, you got to clap when you do it, but there's jokes in.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Roy.
Yeah.
Hey, Buck.
Yeah. They're funny.
Oh, God.
They're funny.
Those guys
they would try
great,
to steal
man.
Each other's
yeah.
punchlines. But what percentage of food do you leave on your plate when you go out and eat? What percentage of food is left there? That's what we need to know. That's all we want to know.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, on that ice cream deal, would that be something like a solvent or something?
I don't think it's a solvent.
Not paint thinner.
Well, I don't know. The one I was reading here, it says it's used in ice cream. So,
no, I didn't know. Does it say what kind of solvent they use?
It's called DEG, but they even use an antifreeze, so what's that tell you?
See, well, I tell you, once we find out what's in this, once we give this answer, I think people will be surprised that this is in their ice cream.
Well, I tell you, DEG would scare the hell out of me. All right, thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye.
740-383-9944. Now, what are some other solvents besides paint thinner?
Lacquer thinner and MEK and denatured alcohol.
It all sounds like stuff that would kill animals.
It would definitely kill a small child, you know. I mean, it was.
Didn't we hear something yesterday that if you eat so much of a food, it'll kill you?
Yeah.
What was it? Pineapple upside down cake?
I think so.
If you eat half of it?
Yeah, I ate half of it, yeah.
Eat half of it, you'll drop dead before the show's
that's
over.
That's right.
But it was good. I wonder if our person who baked that cake is out there listening. She stopped in this morning. Very kind.
Yeah, it feels like a kind of a shit. No.
Well, what do you think if you heard Terry tear into your cake here? Now, I've pieced around on it.
Delicious.
It was good. Do you want to call in and what's going to be next
Absolutely, yeah, delicious.
Because now I feel like every so often something should be dropped off like this.
Yeah, some kind of dessert.
What's next on the dessert path? Mm. Blueberry muffins, maybe a lemon meringue pie? Something with apple butter in it?
Ooh, yeah. Just a loaf of pumpkin bread or something.
Pumpkin bread?
Or that banana nut bread or something.
You know, the anniversary's coming up Monday. We haven't plugged that.
Yeah.
Where's the anniversary paper?
Yeah.
Did Charlie take it?
He might have.
There it is. Anniversary paper time. The WWGH Radio 5th Anniversary Special coming up Monday, June the 10th, 7:15 to 9 p.m., featuring myself, Terry Tackett, Sean Kraft, Adam Lepp, Linda Sims, Mike Wilson, Pastor Steve Whitaker, Charlie Evers, Nate Redman, Brandy Downs, Weasel Boy, and a performance by the Leszewski family, supported by Domino's Pizza. Telephone number 740-383-3030. Monday, 7:15 to 9 p.m., we're going to get everybody in the studio and share our favorite memories
from five years
here at WWGH Radio.
Hmm.
Now, what's your favorite memory?
Oh, I got a couple.
Does anybody out there have a favorite memory?
I got a couple.
Share your favorite memory of 5 years. 740-383-9944. What's yours?
One of mine was Mr. McFeely.
Which time?
Probably the very first time he came.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think was that the time Sean broke the chair?
No, that was the second time.
Okay.
Second time.
That was one of my favorites too. And oh boy, there's been so many. Of course, all of Ted's visits.
I remember when we were at the Republican convention.
That was a good
and
one.
You about passed out on the steps when we couldn't get the elevator in the queue.
Yeah.
And we were going up the see my memories are all off the air stuff. And we were going up the steps and you were having trouble.
Yeah.
What happened?
I
about pooped out on me.
Yeah.
Right there on the steps.
Just about gave out on you, yeah.
And then my other memory is the World Series of 2016. I think we could tell this story. I had to use the restroom and I just went right into the queue and used it.
Yeah.
And then you had to go.
Yeah.
And boy, they were putting it on you.
Would not let me in to say. I was like, you just let this guy go.
Did you ever get in?
I got in finally, you know.
Didn't the game have to let off?
No. Yeah, I think I had to wait for the people from the queue because it was the opening night of the Cavs, too. They were getting their championship rings. And
it was beautiful.
Oh, it was crazy.
World Series like, going on, and the Cubs kicked Heine. Oh, it was a good
Mother
time.
Mother Nature beat us.
Mother Nature and the Cubs.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hey, is the number one item at McDonald's French fries?
Not French fries, but that's a good guess.
Wow. Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Not those French fries.
Mm.
So those are my memories, but we'll share all that on Monday, 7:15 to 9 p.m., and we'll all be here.
In our
tuxedos.
In our glory?
Tuxedos. It's going to be like the Celebrate Marian Gala.
That's
we're going to be in tuxedos, and the Brandy has to wear a dress.
Mm-hmm.
There was a big conversation last week because all I said to her was, because I thought she was going to go to the Celebrate Marian Gala,
mm-hmm.
I said to Brandy, I said, do you even own a dress? Because I've never seen her in it. And she got offended by that.
Really?
Yes, I don't understand what happened.
She didn't like that.
No, and I wasn't trying to be rude.
Right, right.
No, just wondering.
Yeah, just asking.
Inquiring. Yeah, right. My gosh.
You know, looking around though, there were a lot of people in dress, but there was a few that just wore nice.
That's true.
You know,
nice clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, caller.
Okay, for McDonald's, is it the Big Mac?
Not the Big Mac.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. What does McDonald's make most of their money on? That's what we want to know. 46 minutes past the hour, 46 and a half minutes past the hour. What does McDonald's make most of their money on? Which group was the first group to eat fast food? What do many mass-produced ice creams have in them? An ingredient you wouldn't think would be in there. What big-name celebrity joined the cast of the Carol Burnett Show late in its run, and this person was on every week with them? And what percentage of the meal goes uneaten in a restaurant? What percentage goes uneaten in a restaurant? What's left on your plate? 740-383-9944, 47 minutes past the hour. We've got Zumbezi Bay tickets, Columbus Zoo tickets, the Wilds tickets, a McDonald's gift card. We've got the whole shebing, shabeel, shebang.
Go ahead, caller.
They make their money on coffee.
No, not coffee. Good guess.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
You had the wrong person.
Oh.
Gee whiz. You about overshot the runway on that one. See, you got too into it.
It's going to come back there.
But that wasn't them.
No, I know. It's going to come back.
What happened there?
I just thought it was...
You thought it was
just
the person?
Just a mental lapse. Yeah, I thought it was them.
Man alive. The person who made that pineapple upside down cake must not be listening today.
Right. Must be out doing other things.
Must be.
They stopped in earlier.
Yeah, they were here. But wanted to know how it went.
What happened?
Well, I'll tell you. There's not much left now.
No.
About 50%.
It's good.
740-383-9944. What does McDonald's make most of their money on? What do most mass-produced ice creams have in them? An ingredient that you would not think of. Which was the first group to eat fast food? What percentage of the meal goes uneaten on your plate in a restaurant? 740-383-9944. We've both learned recently that from Terry and Adam that their percentage is zero.
Zero. We are both in the clean plate club.
Mine is zero, but what I do is I take what's ever left on the plate and I just dump it on the floor.
Oh, is that what you do?
Because I think the waitress should work for her tip.
So you make her earn
it. So I just dump it over.
There you go.
And then it looks like I ate the whole thing. Why not?
Or you go out there and you accidentally kind of purposely bump your water on the floor and they have to...
Whoops.
Sorry.
There it goes. That's what you got to do.
Darn klutz, you know, yeah.
Darn klutz. Does anybody have any recipes out there? Or do you have any memories of the WWGH five-year run that we've had here?
Yeah.
740-383-9944, 49 minutes past the hour, answers to trivia questions. We've got this gift card to McDonald's for $10 we'd love to get rid of, but we don't have you yet. We want to know. 740-383-9944. Is something going on in the world? Did it blow up?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd say the Price is Right's over. So.
Yeah, the Price is Right is over. Many mass-produced ice creams have something in them that you would not expect. What does McDonald's make most of their money on? Does anybody know that? Think if you can answer that question right. Pineapple coming back at you, huh?
Yeah.
Can you do Mini Pearl now?
Howdy.
There we go. Still got it. But you about lost it there.
Bit rough there going down the old
phone lines
the old
are
trachea.
The occipital protuberance. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944.
The communication device is not ringing.
No, it is not.
We need the we need people to ring in on the communication device.
Is the ringer ringing? Is the dinger dinging?
That's right.
That's what you say.
That's right.
Well, here we are on this Wednesday, and offbeat news and trivia with Nate Redmond will be coming up 4:10 to 5 p.m. Lots of great gifts there, and I hear a new prize policy will be introduced today.
Today? Yep.
Yep. Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:10 to 7 p.m.
Go ahead, caller.
Okay, do they make most of their money off their breakfast sandwiches?
Not their breakfast sandwiches.
Okay.
All right.
Keep trying.
What does McDonald's make most of their money off of? 51 minutes past the hour. That's what we want to know. What does McDonald's make most of their money off of? 740-383-9944. Those are the answers we're looking for here today on this fun-filled first Wednesday
usually,
in June.
Usually they make a lot for me when I go there because I always get that big breakfast. So that's...
If you go to McDonald's, what do you have?
You know, if I go in the morning, I usually have that big breakfast with a side of biscuits and gravy.
Now, what comes in the big... I've never had the big breakfast.
You get eggs, sausage, hash brown, and a biscuit is what I get. Then I think they have one with pancakes, too.
And that's all for like...
four or five bucks, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, see?
It's good.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
And it's just called the Big Breakfast.
The Big Breakfast. There, like I said, there's two of them. There's one that I think comes with hot cakes. Might be a little bit more money. And then there's... I just get the regular...
Now, don't forget the big anniversary special, 5 years, coming up Monday, 7:15 to 9 p.m. We'll all be here in a performance by the Leshesky family, supported by Domino's Pizza. Telephone number, 740-383-3030.
I love those guys are great, man.
Leshesky's are a wonderful
good,
group.
Good people. Oh. What a talented family. The whole family.
Well, the family is nice, talented, courteous.
Yeah.
And they they do Feliz Navidad at Christmas. Mm-hmm, at the anniversary party, they do the Too Fat Polka.
Yeah. I was going to say, the one that I couldn't think of the one Charlie liked. That's what.
But a lot of people don't like the Too Fat Polka.
Because they think it's
we've gotten complaints about it.
Yeah.
Now, are people still offended by the Too Fat Polka? Are you offended, listeners, by the Too Fat Polka? Let me know.
Yeah.
740-383-9944.
I mean, me at 300 pounds, I'm not offended by,
Well, is it because they're saying they don't want to dance with her? Isn't that what the song's about? She's too fat for me or something like that?
I get that
like
all
that?
The time. I'm too fat to dance.
No. Who told you that?
Everybody.
Somebody, who?
I used to go out all the time. That's what I did.
You would go out,
yeah,
and somebody would come up to you.
I'd ask for a dance. They'd say, I can't dance with you. You're too fat.
No.
Yes.
So you would walk up to...
A female.
An unsuspecting woman.
Yeah.
And you'd say, do you want to dance? Was there dancing going on?
Yep.
And
she'd say she didn't want to. So I'd go back to my table and I'd look up and I said, well, wait a minute. She didn't want to dance with this guy.
But she actually told you that's why she didn't want to dance with you.
Yeah. Whenever I questioned.
You said, do you want to dance? And she would say, no. And you'd say, why?
And I'd say, it must be my weight or something. And she would kind of nod. And,
really?
Yeah. So.
Jeez.
So.
That's not very nice.
Well, it's no biggie.
Why can't, a lot of our dancers, big dancers, have been big people. Chubby Checker, probably the most famous dance of all time.
Yeah, the twist.
His name's Chubby.
Yeah.
Fats Domino?
Yeah. I don't know.
What are they afraid of?
I don't know.
Like that Fatty Arbuckle story, like they're going to get crushed?
I think so.
My goodness.
You know, maybe if they turn, they're going to, they think I'm going to, like you said, I'm going to crush them or something. And
now, what if you went up to a heavier lady? Would she dance?
I've had more success. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah,
there you go.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But not all the slim ladies were like that.
No. Not all of them.
Now, what kind of dancing do you do?
I can do whatever.
You can do all the dances.
Sure.
Like the hustle?
I can do all the...
What was that?
That's just
people can't see
it's
that.
It's like a Saturday Night Live or Saturday Night Fever.
That looks like you've got some kind of spasm going on.
That's right.
On.
Some of my neck.
It looks like maybe you need insulin
that's
or something.
That's right.
Oh,
I watched Oprah, man. I can do that. The butter churn and all that.
Is that called the butter churn?
Yeah. It's called the lawnmower.
That's the lawnmower? Well, because you're starting it?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
That's the one, the sprinkler.
Boy, I wish people could see this. This is a sight.
It was great, man. She had a whole show on it one day.
Who did?
Oprah.
Oh, God.
She had a guy up there that was doing all these dances.
Was she doing them?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
She was churning butter.
Oprah was churning butter.
She was,
God.
She was doing the lawn. Oh, and the motorcycle.
Are these really dances? If I called the Queen of Dance Martha Dowsup, I don't think she would classify these as dances.
Probably not in her classification, but they were legitimate dances. I mean,
we want to do celebrate Martha too. She was honored on Saturday at the Celebrate Marion event, and she also just celebrated her 75th dance recital here in Marion.
75
years. The Queen of Dance, Martha Dowsup.
Keep it up, Martha. Yep. Keep going.
She's a treasure to this community. The Queen of Dance.
She is.
56 minutes past the hour. All right. What is that item that's in most mass-produced ice creams that you wouldn't expect to be there? Which was the first group to eat fast food? What does McDonald's make most of their money on? I cannot believe I'm going to get out of here with a $10 gift card to McDonald's because we don't have the correct
answers.
You're
going to go clean your plate at McDonald's.
Yeah, dump it on the floor. Zumbezi Bay tickets, Columbus Zoo tickets, Wilds tickets, and the phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. What does McDonald's make most of their money on? What is that hidden item in mass-produced ice cream that we don't know about? Does anybody know that? What percentage of the meal goes uneaten in a restaurant? What percentage is left on your plate? What we want to know.
Those are the questions.
740-383-9944. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond today, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And a repeat of yesterday's Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 3:10 to 4 p.m. And Over the Back Fence returns tomorrow morning, 9:10 to 10 a.m. with Pastor Steve
Whitaker. Go ahead, caller.
It's pancake McDonald's.
Not pancakes, but a good guess.
It's not the old not pancakes. 3 minutes left to go. 740. What was that? You just smacked the microphone.
Bumped it, yeah. What are they? I was going to say, they call the pancakes, what do they call them? Silver dollar?
They're good.
Yeah.
Hotcakes.
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 They used to call them like silver dollar.
What's the difference between a pancake and a hotcake?
I think a pancake is a hot.
Maybe that's just their name.
Yeah, like I say.
Copyrighted name.
Something sells like hotcakes.
Why are pancakes called pancakes? I mean, you don't really cook them in a pan. You cook them in a skillet.
Well, I think a skillet, they used to cook them in a pan.
Well, shouldn't you call them skillet cakes?
Well, I think pancake sounds a lot better.
I don't know. Do you cook your pancakes in a pan?
No, I cook mine on a griddle.
There you go.
Yeah.
Do you call them hotcakes?
I call them flapjacks or hotcakes or
griddle cakes.
Griddle cakes.
There you go. 740-383-9944.
I haven't mastered yet of making good ones, but I make them.
Are yours too doughy? That's the number one problem.
Yeah.
Doughy.
Yeah.
You got to wait for the holes in the top to form.
Oh, is that what? Okay.
That's what it is.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That might be. Yeah, because the last couple I've had have been terrible.
Maybe you're using too much milk.
Oh, that could be too. I use these at just like that Bisquick, though, or whatever. And
well, water and Bisquick.
Yeah.
You think maybe
I ought to use milk, babe? You think that might
maybe.
Make it?
Okay. Maybe. All right. But you got to wait for the holes to appear in the top.
Holes. Okay. That's
59 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Tickets to Zumbezi Bay, tickets to the Columbus Zoo, tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds, Huntsman Auto Oil Change, 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only, the $10 gift card to McDonald's are all on the table. And all we want to know today is, what was Taco Bell's name when they tried to open up in Mexico? What item is in mass-produced ice cream that you would not expect to be there? What was the first group to eat fast food? What does McDonald's make most of their money on? What big-name celebrity joined the cast of The Carol Burnett Show late in the run? And what percentage of the meal goes uneaten on your plate in a restaurant? We just need the percentage. 740-383-9944. You could be the last guest today if you call in. 740-383-9944. Give us a ring.
Got your choice of a bunch of good
dips. A lot of good prizes. Or calling in and answering the question properly.
Yeah.
We got about 30 seconds left.
Come
if anybody's going to call in before we go off the air today.
Somebody call.
740-383-9944. Do want to remind you again, coming up today, 4:10 to 5 p.m., Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, all kinds of good gifts. And I think a new prize policy will be coming today, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker replays 3:10 to 4 p.m. And tomorrow morning, Over the Back Fence with Pastor Steve Whitaker returns 9:10 to 10 a.m. live on Thursday morning, and I'll be here for all that. Well, we've had a good time today.
Yeah, we've had a great time.
And stay tuned. There's more programming right around the corner here on WWGH Radio. Stay tuned.
It was successful.
You're the only Marla I've ever known, and thank goodness, because you're